Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it, he, being dead, still speaks. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. The book of Leviticus tells us that life is in the blood. The first human whose blood was shed was Abel, the second son of Adam and Eve. He was murdered by his brother Cain. This first murder in the first family shows us how quickly man's corruption showed itself and how deep was that corruption. God had said that sin would bring death. Mankind was now born spiritually dead, doomed to die physically and eternally. Life had to be restored to them. Cain and Abel are known not only for that first murder, but for their sacrifices that they brought to God. Those sacrifices of the Old Testament showed the people's faith in God's promise that he would send his son to be the one ultimate sacrifice. Abel offered his very best from the firstborn of his flock. A lamb shed its blood to show Abel's faith in God. Life is in the blood. To restore life to mankind, blood had to be shed. For the book of Hebrews again says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission, there is no forgiveness. But not the blood of goats and sheep, but the priceless blood of God's own Son is what will redeem us, will forgive us, will give us life. Luther says in his explanation of the second article, Christ purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. In chapter 12 of Hebrews, the chapter following our text, we read, You have come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood still speaks. It reminds us of our sin and our coming death, and it directs us to Christ, who shed his blood that we might have holiness and life. Many hymns also teach us this truth. Not all the blood of beasts on ancient altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Chief of sinners though I be, Jesus shed his blood for me. Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. We thank God for the lesson of Abel, whose sins, like ours, were covered by the blood of Christ. Amen.
Thank you. sake of your Son, you have given us the Holy Gospel and have instituted the Holy Sacraments, that through them we may have comfort and forgiveness of sin. We beseech you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may believe your word, and through the Holy Sacraments day by day establish our faith, until we at last obtain salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. And the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.